We are back. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making it cool to be a conservative. Text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. You can call it or text it, same number for both. Yeah, give me your thoughts on that. Joe the Camel. Do you remember Joe the Camel, by the way, Big Rig?
I do.
I
do.
Didn't you say somebody? Oh, you.
Yeah, my dad.
Your dad had a Joe the Camel T-shirt.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
It was very cartoony. I remember.
He was cartoony, and it was actually very cool. I'll be honest.
Yeah, he had sunglasses.
Yeah, he always like had like the James Bond look, you know, fast cars, and you know, smoking that cigarette, looking cool doing it.
Yeah.
But it is amazing though when you stop and think about it that literally we had. We had legislators and lawyers just lining up to just have at R.J. Reynolds. How dare you have something that attracts children? And then, you know, and proved that they actually were literally trying to make the next generation of smokers. And now we got drag queens, and they can literally say on their website, we're trying to be role models, which means you want to bring people up to, you know, to be the next generation. It's a mess.
We need some lawyers fighting for us for that.
It's
where you come in, Phil. Aren't you a lawyer?
I'm for it. Just listen, I'm for it. I'll fight that fight all day long. John from Harvest says, Phil enjoyed the monologue. Seems there's always people trying to ignore tried and true wisdom. In summary, History of Man Part 1 says, what can it hurt? History of Man Part 2 says, how are we supposed to know? Yeah, that's exactly right. That's, how about History of Redneck Man Part 1? Here, hold my beer. History of Redneck Man Part 2. I didn't see that coming. That's my interpretation. John from Huntsville. Phil, fantastic monologue. Happy hump day to you and Big Rig. Also, I was just wondering if Big Rig finishes Turbo Thursday sound effect. Amazing you should ask that.
It'll be ready for tomorrow.
We were just talking about that right before the show.
Yep.
I'm pretty stoked about what he's got going on, brewing up something for Taco Tuesday, too.
Yep.
It's like sound effect madness around here.
Yep.
How many buttons do you have over there now for sound effects? Are they all full?
I've got a whole other page now.
like the buttons have dual uses now?
Yep.
That's crazy. Jeff from Indiana says, hey, Phil, since we're grooming children, maybe we ought to have decorated Soldier Story Hour. If you're leaving a role model, I can't think of anything better. That's a great point. You know what? Why not? Why don't we have police officers and firemen and, paramedics and, military members put on their dress uniform and go meet with kids and read books to them about heroism and courage and character and loyalty and faith. I mean, yes. All right, Jeff, you're on to something. You know what? Maybe we ought to start a movement. We'll just call it
I like that idea.
Hero Story Hour. I like it. Hero Story Hour.
Yeah.
All right, you heard it here at 2:28 p.m.
You said it first, Phil.
I did.
Hero Story Hour.
If they say it on another radio show here in Alabama and try to put it on a T-shirt, I'll know something's up. But yeah, Hero Story Hour. I mean, I actually like that.
Yeah, I do too.
I like that a lot. John from Brownsboro says, I smoked Camels, grew up watching commercials about Camel versus Marlboro Man before they were shut down from advertising. I just watched a commercial for CBD products and it didn't even have a Surgeon General's warning. They can take the reins as they proved, or they can get out of the way and reap what they've sown. Well, brother, it's a strange new world we're in there, John. I'm telling you right now, John from Brownsboro. Morgan from Fort Myers, Florida says, I happen to be one of those underage smokers, but that was before Joe the Camel days. I just remember my dad collecting Camel bucks to get something pretty cool, and now I'm wondering what you get with your drag queen bucks.
Oh, I remember Camel bucks, too.
Yeah, the things you can get with drag queen bucks are not the things that we need to talk about on this radio show, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah,
definitely not.
So Camel bucks, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, my granddad got Raleigh coupons. Raleigh cigarettes, mm-hmm. Bel Airs, and you can get some good stuff with that.
Yeah, I remember my dad got like a duffel bag or something.
And then brand spanking new in the text line, we've got Lori from Trinity. Lori, we're glad you're here. And Mike is my husband's name, she said. It's my job to remind him that my birthday is today. So I pulled the Mike, what day is it? happy birthday to you, Lori. All right, we'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. Y'all, I'm talking about Alabama. 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 Oh, man, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I got a couple more texts that I got to take before I can move forward. Allie from Athens, listen, I just sent this to Moms for Liberty. I just sent this to Emily Jones at Moms for Liberty. I said, I think this Hero Stories Hour, this could be a thing.
I can see it being a thing.
I can see it being a thing, man. Mm-hmm. And you do it based on your community. You know, you've got military members and from the Guard, the Reserve, and the active duty of all branches who live in a community, put on their dress uniform. First responders, firemen, police officers, paramedics put on their best uniforms, come on down there and read to kids. Maybe we could collaborate with Brave Books, the great kids books that are being written now by conservative Christian authors. Mm-hmm. I could see this being a thing, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Good idea.
Allie from Athens, she says, Hero Story Hour. Me likey. Appreciate it. Got a brand spanking new texter from Hackleburg. Benji from Hackleburg says, new texter here. Benji from Northwest Alabama. Going back a day or two to the Monday music sound effect. How about the Imperial March from Star Wars? Just a thought.
That's a good idea.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Might do that.
John from Brownsboro, again, he says, with regards to the Joe the Camel and they got rid of him, he said, the beginning of the end was an advertisement of Joe the Camel playing lawn darts. It also killed lawn darts. Do you remember lawn darts? Did they go kind of away before you began?
Probably. I don't really remember.
I look at that and think, who thought this up? Picture a dart the size of your forearm, a dart, like a sharp pointed dart the size of your forearm. And you put a hula hoop out there on the ground, and then kids ostensibly stand back like 20 yards and throw it in the air, and it's weighted so that it points down and it comes falling, and you try to land it in the ring. What could go wrong?
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you got knothead kids like me who realize you can throw them at all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're throwing them and they're like going through car doors and sticking into your friend's leg and, the neighbor's cat and who knows what else.
Yeah.
Lawn darts. That was the most, they've switched them out and now it's like, that's why cornhole took over.
Oh, yeah. Cornhole's pretty cool.
Cornhole's good.
Yeah.
Cornhole's safe.
Yeah.
Lawn darts. Cameron from Decatur says, how about we read Rush Revere books? Those are good. Those are really good. Said, I read in 1819 that it was one of the titles that was being pulled by the libs from our libraries. No kidding. I had not seen that piece. Yeah, you know what? I did see that article, as a matter of fact. Rush Revere was just, it was good. I think Rush Limbaugh was one of the first to get out there with that kind of, appeal to the kids with stories of patriotism and make it appealing to their age groups. Anyway, Raven from Russell says, Colonel, I don't consider myself a hero, but I'll read to kids anytime. Raven, you get that uniform out of that chest, man, and bring it on down there with you. You look smart, I guarantee you. All right, let's do this. I'm going to jump on in to the first dipper. I got it right here, a stack of them. Calling this election bribes. I don't know if you saw it or not. I'd heard it was coming. We all heard it was coming. It was like the worst kept secret in Washington, D.C., that once again, Joe Biden was absolutely 100% going to make sure that the Supreme Court of the United States of America knew that he was really in charge and that, three branches of government, silly. Who needs three branches of government? Why should I listen to what the Supreme Court says? Why should I wait for Congress to act? I'd just do it myself. So what is he doing now? Well, it's just a repeat performance. It's like he's put the whole thing on loop and it just keeps playing over and over again. He's trying to forgive student loan debt. Ah, for the love. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I got a beef with this in a variety of ways. I got a beef with this as a constitutional conservative. I've got a beef with this as a fiscal conservative. I've got a beef with this as a guy who had to work his way through college on a scholarship and then, oh, by the way, use the GI Bill to go to law school, which, by the way, I also had to go overseas and fight to earn. So I'm just saying, there's a lot of folks out there that are like, so you're doing what now? You're forgiving the $40,000 in debt that Joe Blow got when he got his underwater basket weaving degree from Do Nothing University. And because he can't earn a living now, you're just going to go ahead and say, no, never mind. Meanwhile, we got, Mr. Everyman over here or every woman who didn't go to college or chose to work their way through college because they didn't want the debt. Or, for that matter, maybe they went and started their own business. They got out of high school and they got in the trades, and they, next thing you know, they're buying a van and some tools and they got their own plumbing business. Who's going to forgive their debt? They borrowed the money to get their first business started. Do we forgive that? Probably not. Oh, in fact, those people are the ones who are going to pay off the college debt. Yeah, because it's not free. It's not. And you know what's crazy? Some of the stuff I'm going to read to you in a minute about the details of this, it is literally designed so that you don't even have to apply for it. You just wake up and the debt's gone. It's like Santa Claus showed up. The debt forgiveness fairy came during the night. It's awesome. Story here on thehill.com. The Biden administration announced new student loan plans Monday that would provide relief to millions of Americans if finalized. The proposed plans would largely affect those with what they call, quote, runaway interest, as well as borrowers who've been paying on their loans for 20 years. 20 years. My gosh. Qualify for forgiveness under income-driven repayment plans and those experiencing hardships. Oh, there's where you – that's the catch-all, by the way. Hardship. What's going on? What's hard? It's just, you know, it's hard times. You're right. Forgiven. What's your hardship? You know, I just like to sleep later. Oh, okay. Forgiven. It's going to result in at least 25 million Americans getting relief from the balance growth that was garnered by unpaid interest, with 23 million seeing their full balance growth canceled. Unbelievable. The administration wants to give relief to those who are enrolled in, okay, here's a term for you. Are you ready for this? I had to pull two articles to figure out what this really meant. Where's the other one? Where is it? Low financial value education programs. What the heck is that? Low financial value education programs. It means degrees that suck and you can't make a living after you got all the time and energy spending to get the diploma. That's what it means. That's exactly what it means. In fact, here's the other article. I pulled this off Fox News. Those who attended college programs of, quote, low financial value would be eligible for forgiveness. The plan would cancel the debt for borrowers who went to institutions that lost their eligibility. It would also cancel loans for people who went to college programs that left them with low incomes compared to their student loans. You know what that means? That means you were a chucklehead and you literally did get the underwater basket weaving degree. And there's no money to be made in underwater basket weaving. And so now what do? It's underwater basket weaving. There's very few people looking for the next line of, you know, there's no money to be made in underwater. Are you playing me back on that?
No.
But I have no idea how they justify themselves doing this. But good Lord, are you about to play a sound effect? You're like over there trying to find a button. What's going on?
I was trying to find the last sound effect, but it's gone. It disappeared.
I'm laughing for you now. Okay, so this is happening right now. It's going to be challenged. In fact, you know what? I got another article here. Today, which is the day after he did this, the lawsuits have already been filed. But Phil, why would they care? It's just trying to help people. Why would people want the help to stop? Because we don't want to pay for it. That's why. Because you're jeopardizing the revenue of the states. You're jeopardizing the revenue of the banks in the states who were carrying the debt and were projecting it as part of the payoff programs. That's how they stay in business, y'all. They don't make money by giving it away. They make money by having you pay it back. And when you just wipe it out and forgive it, it's like billions of dollars went away. How about this? There are whole programs out there where if you will come to work at like the state of so-and-so, I think the state of Kansas does this, and maybe the state of Alabama. If you'll come to work in a government job and you'll stay there for 10 years, they will agree then to pay off your student loan. They don't forgive it. They pay off your student loan debt for having served the state. Makes it harder now for the state to recruit people. Awesome. It's just, you know, it just goes on and on and on. Plus, it just, you know what it does? It encourages people to have no accountability or responsibility. That's what it does. It literally encourages people to just not care about the consequences of their own actions. You chose a silly degree. You chose to sign up. And by the way, this is a contract. How many of you would like to have your car loan, like, forgiven?
I'm good. I buy used cars. So.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
I've never bought a new car in my life.
Well,
because I try to avoid being in debt like that.
Fine. Great. Good for you. But do you think you ought to pay off other people's who didn't do that?
No, definitely not.
Okay. So if your neighbor drives a Mercedes and you chose to drive something economical, and your neighbor says, I can't sustain this. I don't know why I did this. And then someone comes along and goes, it's okay. We're going to let Big Rig help you pay it off.
Nah, I'm good.
I agree. That's what this is.
Don't be a chucklehead.
Don't be a chucklehead. Don't be a chucklehead like that. All right. When we get back from this, though, I'm going to tell you, the queen of chuckleheads is about to give you an audio clip. Because the queen of chuckleheads, who is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's so excited about this. So excited. I'm just, she's like giddy. Like, oh, this is going to be the coolest. Because people are going to get to do stuff they can't do right now. Like, and so this is a member of Congress, by the way, who just sees no downside in this whatsoever. Why would we not do this? It's important. We have to relieve people of their financial distress. That's what government's for, to rescue you. Yep, Uncle Sugar to the rescue. All right, let's take a break right now. We'll come right back. And then, yep, I got a sound clip that's going to just make you mad as AOC tells you how wonderful this is going to be. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. Got another brand new texter. Brad from Athens says, Rush wasn't the first. Adventures in Odyssey. I remember that from Focus on the Family. Had a similar format where kids went back in time to talk to heroes of the past. I remember. You know what? I think we bought some of those for our kids. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate that. Welcome to the text line. I got a caller on line one. I'll take that real quick. Ron from Tony, Alabama. Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Hey, Colonel. Doing well. Yourself?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
I'm the guy that called you about a year ago about right side socks. What would I do with the left side?
Okay.
But I'm retired military like you.
Yeah.
And I paid my I got a degree before I went in the military, student loan. I paid it off. I paid my son's student loan off. And I got a little business. And one of the things I've noticed, you talked about paying off car loans. I see some of these young people coming in cars that I can't afford to buy right now.
Yeah.
So I figure they're using part of the student loans to buy these big cars. So I was just going to tell you, I think you hit it right on the head when you said pay off student loans. I mean, pay off cars.
That's, you know what, you're spot on probably, because I'm about to play a clip from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and that's pretty much what she's encouraging people to do, is to be able to go out and buy the things they can't buy right now otherwise and use the student loan money they would have been paying back. Yeah. Appreciate it, Ron. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. Thanks for your service. Thanks for your service, too.
You too.
Yeah. So let's do this. I got a piece here from Breitbart. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, known to be a sage of wisdom herself. You know, she's the one who can step in there and just put it all down on the bottom shelf where the baby goats can get to it. She is not afraid to just go ahead and say the inside words like outside words. And let's just take about a minute and 45 seconds to hear the most inane things you've ever heard from AOC. Go ahead and play it.
Hey, everybody, look at here.
Stephen Colbert Show.
Made good, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Today, the White House announced plans for a new student debt relief program that you personally worked on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell me about it.
So there are over 40 million student loan borrowers in the United States. Today, President Biden just unveiled a plan to offer relief in some way, shape, or form, either complete or partial, to 30 million of them. 30 million student loan borrowers are going to start seeing relief.
Just because I know how recently this was you, are you one of the people who will benefit from this program?
Now, I don't think I will be. Actually, I'm going to be one of the few that doesn't. I'm a member of Congress. I'm a little bit outside the threshold and bounds. But if I wasn't, you know, just a few years ago, waitress me 5 years ago would have benefited from it. Congresswoman me will not, but that's okay. I'll take the knock if it means that that people can get relief. And, you know, this is huge. This is people getting the student loan forgiveness, their student loans canceled. It means that you know, it's hope to buy a house or have a kid or travel abroad or maybe even go back to school and you know, pursue a career that maybe they otherwise wouldn't have. I mean, one of the reasons that's not me now is because I didn't feel like I'd be able to afford medical school. And and so hopefully someone else who's at an ICEF competition somewhere will be able to do that because of this.
Okay, stop it. Stop it right now. I can't stand it anymore. First of all, I just got to say, is anybody inspired by the idea of having her be your medical practitioner? Just say it.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Yeah, this is nuts. But what she just said, she gave it away. It's not about bringing relief to people. It's about trying to give them stuff. And now they can go out. And what does she say? They can go out and maybe now they'll be able to buy a house. Maybe now they'll be able to have a kid. What? Yeah. Maybe now they'll be able to, you know, travel abroad. That is not at all the reason why. So if you're telling me that the Biden administration is there to bring relief to people who are oppressed, make the case. But don't go on Stephen Colbert's show, suck up to the host, and glibly say, this is going to be so cool, because now they'll get to do stuff like, I don't know, maybe they'll get to have a kid. Like they can't have children without their student loans being paid off. Or maybe they'll get to travel abroad. Well, that's why I want to pay their bill, so they can take that trip to, you know, Cozumel they've been looking for. That's just the most, listen, it's the height of stupidity. Can I have some jackassery, please? Just give me some jackassery. Just lay it on thick. Thank you very much. All right. So didn't Biden get shut down on this? Yes, he did. He did. And we're going to wind up taking this through the top of the hour, but I'll start off by telling you, is this different from his first plan? Not really, but yes. He's trying to find a new angle to get to the same place. So he was told by the Supreme Court, you cannot do this. The court called it an overstepping of his authority. What does that mean? He does not control the power of the purse. He cannot just simply unilaterally, with a stroke of his pen, do away with contractual obligations for 40 million people. Can't do it. But I'm the president. They said I was the president. I know I can do stuff. So he's going to do a new way. So now what he's doing is he's found some niche within the law for the Higher Education Act, which allows the Secretary of Education to waive student loan debts in certain cases. So now, oh, great. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona is going to wind up, yeah, the guy who's like all about transgenders and female sports and, you know, and making sure that education teachers unions get the upper hand. That guy is going to be making all the rules now about how we do away with debt. Meanwhile, that degree in underwater basket weaving is still useless. So now what? More on this when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two already. Hour number two. Like hour number one just went, phew, gone. But I tell you what, we got a phone call, but I'm going to go to the text lines first, get a couple of those, and I'll come back to the phone. So let's see real quick before I run out of space on those. John from Harvest says, we were told up and down that college graduates made more on average than people that didn't. Anyone else notice the irony of the lower on the, average earnings paying off the college debtors? Okay. I know what he's trying to say. The irony. You're right. Absolutely. Thank you, John. Gary from Decatur says, maybe Biden ought to look into forgiving mortgage debts that are 20 years old, too. That should lock up the 2024 election. There you go. I mean, hey.
That's smart.
Yeah. I got into this radio gig. I thought it would pay a lot. It sure doesn't. And now I need my mortgage paid off. Can we do that, please?
Now that's we can awesome. Live our life and have babies and
great.
Travel abroad.
Travel abroad. Let me go to the phones. Is that Jeff Rowe from Indiana? Jeff, what are you doing, buddy?
Four words.
Uh-oh.
Right Side Children's Reading Program.
I like it. I like it. We're going to call it Heroes. The Hero Story Hour.
Hero Story Hour. You can start it out. You've got a big presence here in Alabama. Start it out here, and get your volunteers lined up for libraries, churches, after school programs, just anywhere that they, even in civic halls and stuff like that.
Just me and you talking here, right? Just me and you. I've already texted Moms for Liberty, and we're excited about the idea. I'm just saying. No, don't tell anybody yet, but we're working on something.
Oh, okay.
We're not on the radio.
But I was a little afraid after I said that a while ago, because I got to thinking that if we're going to have military personnel, the only military personnel that's not deployed is the trans military people. And I don't think we need them to read anything. Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez. Well, you know what? We'll just take them as they come, bro. Well, what do you think about student loans? You ready to get yours paid off? Oh, wait, you've already paid yours off.
I never had one to start with.
Oh, I'm sorry. I saw your text. I went to your text right as you were saying that. Oh, you paid off your Jeep. No, oh, well, gosh.
Yeah.
Why'd you do
that? I'm looking for somebody to pay for my accessories.
Oh, well, see.
Because as you know, the accessories cost more than the vehicle itself.
I do know. Yeah. There's quite a few things that I'd love to have tacked on to my my Jeep, but darn, that's like 4 months worth of truck payments just to get it done. Nonetheless, I mean, I look at this and think AOC, I mean, she wasn't even pretending. It was not about people need the relief. It's hard being an American right now. What she just flat out said was, we want them to have more folding money. We want them to be able to go out and do some stuff. We want them to have kids. Like the people, I want to know how many people out there are choosing not to have kids because of student loans. What's the over under on that?
I don't know, but whenever she said about going to medical school, you know, I don't know about you, but I'd chip in on getting her to send to medical school right now. because then I rethought my thing. I thought, you know, well, maybe she can work in her district, and it would send the herd there a little bit, probably. But then I got to remembering that. You can vote Democrat whether you're alive or dead, either one, so it doesn't really matter.
Dang, man. We can't win with her.
The dead have more mail-in votes than the living, I'm thinking, probably.
So she can do no harm to her cause, is what you're telling me.
I think she can still get elected, whether there's anybody alive in her district or not.
Holy cow. Jeff, did you ever think we'd see this kind of crap on a daily basis? I mean, I just look at it and think, it's like the world is standing on its head right now. And we're having sipping tea at the Mad Hatter's Tea Party.
I think I know how Jeff can pay off his Jeep.
Exactly.
Get his degree in gas station fish frying or something.
Oh, yeah. Underwater basket weaving, gas station fish frying. We can do it. I see it.
That's right.
All right.
But my fish are only $5 for two good pieces of fish. Cheeseburger cost me $7. Well,
but don't worry.
I'm saving money.
Inflation is coming to a truck stop near you. All right, man. You on the way south or north right now?
I'm passing the brand new Tennessean truck stop that just now got open here not too long ago. It is a nice place.
All right. Well, be safe on the road, brother. We appreciate you.
Have a good one, Phil.
All right, you too. Bob from Athens says, I'm surprised AOC didn't say that they could afford more abortions. You know what? That's exactly what you expect from her. Daniel from Tullahoma says, only Congress can wipe out debt, Phil. I agree. That's why I'm saying yes. Jeff from Green Hill, how is debt canceled that taxpayers are still responsible for? Isn't that debt transferred? Thank you. Thank you very much. Jeff from Green Hill gets applause. Go ahead. And he just hit the redistribution of wealth. That's right. You are correct, Jeff. You nailed it. And then Raven from Russellville again says, Jeeps are like Harley Davidson bikes. If you're going to use it, you're going to work on it. Yeah, brother, that's exactly right. All right, let's finish this up. Don't forget, by the way, coming up bottom of the hour, we got switch gears. We're going to have Secretary of State Wes Allen calling in. So in the next few minutes, let me just put a few more, you know, nuggets on this discussion. Is this a sure thing? Is he going to get it done? Not necessarily. There are already lawsuits being filed. I've got a piece from the AP right now that says that the day after he did it, which would be today, or actually Tuesday, that Republican states began filing suit. Led by the state of Missouri, 7 states immediately filed a lawsuit, and I would expect that more will follow. It's unbelievable. Quote here from the Attorney General of the state of Missouri says, yet again, the president is unilaterally trying to impose an extraordinarily expensive and controversial policy that he could not get through Congress. And they outline the ways that various states wind up having to pay for it or lose because of it, or the fact that it's just a redistribution of, you know, payment plans, which is really a redistribution of wealth. So is it a done deal? No, it's not. But it makes for a great soundbite when your numbers are super low and you're trying to run for president. Hey, here's another piece too. Do I need to apply? According to this article on Fox, most of the cancellations will be done automatically with no need to apply. The debt cancellation fairy shows up at night while you lay sleeping comfortably in your bed. Fear not. Don't worry. He's here. Sprinkles that little debt repayment dust and voila, you wake up and you're debt free. What else have I got just to wrap this thing up? I guess, you know, the last thing I'll say is piece here from the Federalist is what gave me the name for the dipper today. I call this election bribes. And that's exactly what the Federalist says. In a piece that came out yesterday, Biden's latest student loan bailout has election year bribe written all over it. It's a multi-billion dollar election year bribe delivering a shaky middle finger to the Supreme Court, says the Federalist. They talk about, too, how the liberal media just rushed in there to go, oh, isn't it wonderful, just gushing over it. Only one of them, the New York Times, dared to finally say, officials have not been able to say how much the new plan will cost in coming years. Okay. What did Biden say here? He says, today, too many Americans, especially younger people, are saddled with unsustainable debts in exchange for college. Look, here's the bottom line, and I'll be serious here. As an attorney, I can just tell you that a full measure of what I had to go through in law school and then pass the bar exam and what I practice even today is contract law. I also do a lot of closings where I have the lenders involved. And I'm just going to tell you, folks, you can't just wipe away contractual obligations. You can't. If there's mutual assent between the parties that contracted, that's different. But a third party stepping in and not necessarily paying it off, just saying, it's gone. Unless you can find that the contract itself was unconscionable, or it was in some way ambiguous, or was in some way breached, then what are we doing here? We're literally telling people that contracts don't mean a thing. You can, in this society today, have all your cares and needs taken care of. Don't worry. Why fret? Just zippity-doo-dah, and here we are. We'll take care of you. Uncle Sugar's going to rush on in there and make sure that you don't have any pain at all. You got that degree in underwater basket weaving? It took you 7 years while you lived in Mommy's basement to do it? Oh, that's too bad for you. How much did it cost you? $70,000, really? Don't worry. I got you covered. Look, that's just jackassery of the highest level. And it's a clear indication, too, that what we've got right now is just a complete disparity in what one side of the aisle believes versus the other. If you want more big government, if you want more bloated spending, if you want more, you know, depriving people of the ability to be held accountable for their own actions and to actually follow through on things they committed to, well, then you're going to vote for Joe Biden because that's what we're getting right now. That's exactly what we're getting. All right, Big Rig, take me to a break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come back, and I'm switching gears. Dipper number two, election law matters. Coming up bottom of the hour, Secretary of State Wes Allen. We're going to talk about some waves he made yesterday. Democrats are freaking out. Y'all stay tuned. We'll talk about it.